Eamon McConaghy, two cup finals to look forward to, the Knockalla Caravans Cup final, but firstly the Donegal News Ulster Senior League League Cup final against the team from the other side of town, Bonnygee United. No doubt there won't be too much in the way of talk to get people motivated for this one.
No, it's a final, I suppose, maybe the first time the two clubs have been involved in a final, I'm not too sure, but it's a local derby, so I think both clubs will want to win the cup, plus they'll want to win the bragging rights as well, so it's a big one, and it's one to really look forward to, the fact that it is a local derby, so it should make it very interesting.
So how have the squad coped over the last few weeks with sort of the lull after the end of the league and all the COVID-related difficulties and restrictions?
Yeah, well, it was hard to motivate players, especially when the league finished up and then there was that lull, as you said, before the cups, and just getting fellas out, was a bit of a struggle for a while. But in the last couple of weeks, thankfully that has... the fellas are back in training again, and back with a bit of vigour and looking forward to the game, and they're easier motivated now than they were 2-3 weeks ago. So we're quite happy with preparation so far, and we have tomorrow morning, I think, we'll be finishing up before the match on Tuesday night, so hopefully we'll have no injuries or anything out of that,
And I suppose with missing out on the league title, all the more reason to go for a bit of silverware on the cup front.
Yeah, well, anytime you get a trophy for any season, it's a good enough season. We certainly haven't been proficient at winning the Ulster Senior League, so I think most of my time at the Kenny Rovers, we've taken a trophy nearly every year. So, but. I suppose it'd be nice to win one, if not two, this year, and end up the season with putting something in some silverware on the table,
And of course, you're ending your association with the club at the end of this season. But what better way to go out than two finals? And no doubt, the players will be doing their bit on your behalf.
Yeah, well, hopefully, as I say, I'm just stepping back from football a bit, but I'm still staying with the club, to help out in any capacity that I can, but I won't be available as often. I'm hoping that the players will back me up, and they have been backing me up this year, and they're really looking forward to the two finals, and the club is looking forward to it, and it'd be nice to finish with some silverware on the table, So I know that the players will be motivated because of the fact that I am retiring, and we're hoping that we can go end the year on a high note.
Well, you've been long associated with intermediate soccer, of course, with Fannad enjoying the success there. You brought Rovers to a final at the Aviva Stadium. And the hope must be, whilst the league has had a dip in recent years, it'll be great to get back to the days when we've maybe 10, 12, 14 teams, and who knows, maybe teams from outside of Donegal as well.
Well, Chris, I suppose unless we get teams from outside of Donegal, I can't see much happening within Donegal, because obviously, and I suppose for me, that's been football a long time, it's very, very disappointing that the leagues can't come together and sort out some kind of a formula for the way forward for the game in Donegal. And, that's just the way it is. And, we're trying to make inroads in relation to maybe joining with teams in the north to have a better league. I don't know where that has gone at the moment, but I think that'll be our best way forward. And I would definitely be looking forward to the day that maybe we would be going out to watch football from teams playing against us from Northern Ireland, and it might enhance the whole setup in Donegal as well. So, that would be, I think, our best way forward, because I can't see any chance of the Donegal or the leagues in Donegal getting together to try and improve anything. So that's very sad, but hopefully one day, as you said, we will have a better league and there'll be more teams in it.
And finally, Eamon, there won't be the fans of either side there because of the COVID restrictions, which is a pity for a final. And it'll be strange playing a match like this with silverware on offer without having the extra noise from the sidelines.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed for the people that support the club, and I'm sure Bonagy are the same. You know, we're under strict orders for Tuesday night, and you know, unfortunately, if people come there, they're going to have to be turned away, and it's just the era we're in at the moment with COVID, and you know, I think we're going to have to live with it for a while, but hopefully it won't last too long. But it's not going to be the same in relation to the atmosphere. And that, but you know, that's something the players will have to get used to. But there's still, I suppose, the great thing about the game on Tuesday night is going to be a local derby, and you know, the players are really looking forward to it. And even though without the spectators, I think that it adds that little bit of an edge, the fact that it is a local derby. So, you know, maybe that will compensate for the crowd not being there.